This house?
Mm-hmm.
I sold it.
Mm.
I sold it to a friend of mine. I was sold it to Betty LeDay's sister, Em Knitmeyer, who married Dr. Knitmeyer's son, Bill. You know her, don't you?
Yeah.
You know Dr. Knitmeyer now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Betty LeDay's sister, Em, married Dr. Knitmeyer's oldest son, Bill. And Bill Knitmeyer and Em bought Daddy's house. And they're not living in it. They're living with Mrs. Knitmeyer. You remember Miss Knitmeyer?
Mm-hmm.
She's getting pretty old.
Who?
Mrs. Knitmeyer.
Oh, yeah, I figured she...
Yeah.
She was a pretty old one.
Right. She's, she must be about 87 or 88.
She must be, because, you know, she was getting like that when that one is.
Yeah, they used to come see you all
the
time, didn't
they? She used to come for every summer. And they used to come see you. Yeah.
I thought they used to come see you once a week.
Mm-hmm.
She used to go read Francois's mail to him, I think,
yeah.
Didn't she?
Uh-huh.
Well, she's just almost blind now herself. She can't see. And Em and Bill live with her and take care of her. But they bought Daddy's house. But they're not living in it. Their son, Paul, and his wife are living in it. And I think Em and Bill want to live in it maybe after Mrs. Knitmeyer passes on. But right now they're letting Paul live in it. And they're living with Miss Knitmeyer in Dr. Miss Knitmeyer's house. Now, these are some pictures that you painted that I bought from you a long time ago. I thought maybe I'd bring them down here and we'd talk about them. I know you know that one.
Sad tonight.
That's sad tonight.
Sure, Mr. Sad tonight.
What, where is that building?
Where?
That building right there. Whose place is that?
That's Merrill Place.
Down that
road? Down that
bubble. What did they call it?
I call it my dry place down
there. Right. And you called it what?
Bubble.
Bubble. And that's still down there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's there.
That's down there, this side of where you used
to
be.
Yeah, it's there.
Right. And what's that right there in the front?
That's the fan in the window.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
That laying down there drunk.
Which, what, that lady? Oh, that man.
That man.
That man, he's still drinking, though.
Yeah, and they're fighting there.
Those two ladies?
Mm-hmm.
What they fighting over?
Must be fighting over that man, I reckon.
I expect so. I don't know
and
why.
This, yeah, they shot this and he stabbed this one in the back.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yeah.
And his wife was drinking. And he stood at him pulling the bottle out of her mouth. He hit it with his fist and broke it. You see that?
Mm-hmm. I see. That's that lady in that red dress.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bet that hurt her mouth when he hit that bottle.
She got no head. And he pouring her a drink.
Mm-hmm.
She fell out trying to drunk this. She fell out drunk and look a bottle on the side
mm-hmm. of it. It looks like it's empty.
And he's shooting at that man, Yana. And he behind the tree, now he falling out.
Yeah. What's this lady here in this blue dress doing for this other one?
Wiping her mouth, trying to get her through.
Trying to get her up again.
Yeah, she drunk.
Mm-mm. There's a whole lot of drinking going on. That one sitting up under the tree up there.
It's
got drinking one bottle and got another one ready too.
Yeah, that's a what you call a drunker, that. She got a fifth sitting on her lap.
Mm-hmm.
And she have a glass with her.
Mm-hmm.
That man standing behind her, he drank it.
Do people down here on the plantation still do a lot of Saturday night drinking and fighting like they used to, Clementine?
They don't fight exactly like they used to, but they drink. They don't fight like they used to. Fight and shoot, they don't do that much no more.
Mm-hmm.
But they does it, but not often.
Wonder why they don't do it as much as they used to.
I don't know, they just... Some of them gone away from here, some of them left here. You know, they all ain't here.
Yes.
They almost went to Texas. Hardly none of them live here. Just a few of them. But when they come here from Texas, they do the same thing.
I guess a long time ago when y'all worked out in the fields all during the week, then Saturday night was a big night then, wasn't it?
That was a big night, yeah. We everybody to have fun when they wasn't running.
What you mean?
From the bullet. People be shooting all around that place. Mm-hmm. Better try to get out the way.
Did you ever go down there on Saturday night?
Ooh. Went down to Saturday night and run like I don't know what. I went there one night, one Saturday night, and they were shooting so much all over the place. When I did got out of that place, I fell down. When I fell, I got up and you talking about running? I never did went back no more. Said they'll never get you out to kill me in that place. Mm-hmm. Say, what I look like them shooting me in a juke play. I used to like to hear them play that music. Mm-hmm. And I used to go there and drink my head off. I used to drink it too. But I know it wouldn't make no racket or nothing. Mm-hmm. But I drank. After that, I bet you I got my drinking tea to my house. No one went back there no more.
Has there always been a place like that around here when you were, when you and Manuel were living?
Well, when me and Manuel were living there.
Was there a juke place then?
No, there wasn't there. Sometime. It had one across the river, you know, by the church. By St. Augustine over
there? Yeah.
You used to have one, but the people would mostly make it in their house. Mm-hmm. They'd cook that, make their whiskey at home in the house. They'd cook it in the house when the laws wouldn't catch it.
Yeah.
But they'd cook it.
Did you ever make it?
Uh-uh. My husband made it. Mm-hmm. Manuel made it.
Well, did he make beer or wine or?
No, whiskey.
Made whiskey?
Uh-huh. Made whiskey. That was good whiskey, too.
Well, did y'all make it to sell or you just made it to drink yourself?
No, he made it to sell it. Mm-hmm. He sold it.
Did the law ever get after y'all?
Yeah. We got out of some kind of way. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, the people used to make that whiskey. I reckon some of them might be making it now in some place, you know. Homemade whiskey.
My daddy used to talk about people making moonshine whiskey back when he was a young man,
mm-hmm.
long time ago. He used to talk about people going blind from drinking it sometimes.
Yes,
you ever seen anybody go blind from drinking?
Some of them, I don't know, but some of them went blind looking at TV. Look at it so hard, mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm.
Didn't have any TV back when y'all were making whiskey then.
No, not when they was making whiskey.
Mm-mm. That's come along since.
It was better than now, don't people have better time than now? Them time there, people was better than now.
Well, you know, they still do an awful lot of Saturday night partying down that dairy right now, I think,
sure,
don't they?
Doing the heap of killing down there.
Didn't I read in the paper where somebody get killed down there last week or so?
Yeah, there was some. I believe it was Sunday Fuller.
Mm. When I pass that place, there's always a bunch of cars.
They kill all the time there. I don't like to go. I don't like to even pass them.
Why do people have to fight and shoot and
I don't know,
knife each other?
Them people, that man that would kill her down there, they had been angry for 5 years. Every once in a while, every time they meet, they hold up the same old thing. And that one time they finished with it. One of them stayed in helicopter and one of them in Sweetport. The one with Kelly in the Sweetport. So, looked like the person been mad that long, looked like the order been done got pleased.
Yeah.
But they didn't, they hunt it up every time. Must have been something mighty bad.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. People have to act like that.
That's mean I wouldn't try to act like that. I mean, nothing.
Clementine, here's another picture, and I guess this is one of my favorites.
But cotton picking?
Yeah, that's the latest picking out cotton. I sure do like that. It's always been one of my favorite pictures. I've had this one since, let's see, I thought I had a date on it, but it's probably, I guess about 8 or 9 years ago I got that one from.
Cotton picking. I've had a cotton picking for Dr. Worth a long time. I don't know if she got it or not. She got all of my pictures on in the office.
Mm-hmm. She's got some good ones then, yeah, mm-hmm. Some of those early ones. All those ladies got red hats.
I put red hat on all of them.
Do you ever put any other color hats on ladies?
No, but I could, you know. Yeah. I just not put them on.
I thought every time I've ever seen a cotton picking, the ladies always have on red hats.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if that was any special reason.
No, that just... You can put blue hats, you can put a white hat.
Mm-hmm.
He sure got a big sack of cotton.
Sure big sack.
That's the kind I used to pull sacks like that.
Now this white straps going are over their shoulders around the heads, aren't they? And down.
Uh-huh.
What's this kind of red thing on
put
the
cotton? Put that there so they'll know how to put the hand in.
Uh-huh. That's the opening in the cotton sack. Uh-huh. So they'll know where to put the hand in. If those sacks were full, would they be too heavy to pull? If they were that full?
It'd be that full when you get to the end of the
row. About how many pounds of cotton would
that'd
be?
That'd be 100 pounds.
That'd be 100 pounds in the sack.
These are 50. No less than 50.
Mm-hmm. That'd get to be mighty heavy dragging that thing.
Just put it in. But when you done got used to it, it doesn't matter. You pull it to the end of the row and they weigh it right there and then they empty.
Now all those ladies look like they're young, except
some of them.
Except that one right there's got gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's older.
Yeah, them old ones pick cotton and the young ones pick cotton. All of them.
Mm-hmm. And I like your colors.
Yeah.
That's a pretty color. Pretty colors. And here's the other one.
That's the angel.
That's the angel. It's got lots of angels flying around there.
I wish I was going to make me an angel and hang up in the house and I ain't never done it.
Well, why don't you?
I wish I was going to do it, but I ain't done it yet. I don't know what I'm waiting on. But if nothing happened, I'm sure it is.
Why do these two angels have on red?
Well, I call them the devil.
Mm-hmm. You think that's the devil?
That's what I said.
You think the devils fly around with the angels?
I get you fly around and try to gain their soul.
Mm-hmm. Gonna try to take them to
hell,
huh?
Yeah.
Those are little bitty angels.
Yes, some little ones.
You think those are children?
Yeah.
Those are children that died young, you think?
Yeah, they got a lot of them died young.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of children died young.
And those are their wings?
Mm-hmm.
They got on long white dresses, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Robes?
Their robes.
Mm-hmm. And the hair is...
flying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When they're flying in the air, well, the hair got to go.
Right. That's the wind.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, some of them flying mighty close to the ground.
Well, yeah.
I hope they don't fall.
They ain't gonna fall.
Oh, goodness. You think you're gonna be an angel when you die?
I hope so. I'm gonna try hard to be one. Try hard. Look like everybody ought to try to be an angel, but everybody ain't be now.
Yeah, I guess some of them gonna go somewhere else, aren't they?
Yeah, they going somewhere else. They got to go somewhere. Some of them died drunk. Some of them just die all at once. Maybe ain't been, don't be them prayed, maybe.
Put some varnish on this picture sometime. I see this little streak of it right there. See it?
You gotta look hard to see it.
Mm-hmm. I sprayed it with varnish so it would take care of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't fade out.